When it comes to this year's cotton crop, Ty Fowler, territory agronomist in Tifton, Georgia for Monsanto, said the crop won't be quite what many had hoped due to the sporadic rain showers we did and didn't have this year.
Cotton crop as a whole over Georgia and Alabama and Panhandle of Florida is going to be off of what we've grown accustomed to the past several years, even under irrigation. There's been some cases, these big monster pivots that are real good in a year where you're supplementing what rainfall you get. But if you're trying to make an entire crop from beginning to end with overhead irrigation, we just can't put enough water on some of these fields.
Fowler said there are some things to think about before heading in to harvest.
With the rains that just came through, that we're letting this cotton try to brighten back up. I've been around to a couple of fields that pickers are getting ready to run through, and there's some gray-looking cotton. We need to hold off, make sure we're not hurting ourselves with color grades, because the extreme heat and the high heat indexes that we had in July and August, we're already in a position where our micronair is probably going to be running higher. Our staple might be running shorter, so anything we can do to help ourselves on getting the most quality cotton to the gin is going to be a tremendous help.
He said, well, it's not going to be the bountiful crop we're accustomed to this year. All in all, he feels it still should be a good crop. And Monsanto looks forward to the new Delta Pine varieties with the Genuity Bogart 2 and Genuity Roundup Ready Flex cotton traits, which support both insect and weed control. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.